Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's today's spoken edition of Wired.
Judge finds Qualcomm's pricing policy violates antitrust law, by Clint Finley. The U.S. has joined China, the European Union, and South Korea in ruling that Qualcomm violated antitrust laws. Qualcomm is the largest maker of modem chips for connecting smartphones to wireless networks. Its customers, including Apple and Samsung, complain that the company uses unfair practices, such as threatening to withhold supplies of chips, to force companies to agree to excessive licensing fees for its technology. Apple and Qualcomm settled their own separate, complicated legal battle last month. The Federal Trade Commission sued Qualcomm in 2017, alleging that the company drove up smartphone prices by overcharging customers and unfairly blocking competitors from the modem chip market. But the case didn't make it to trial until January. Late Tuesday night, U.S. District Judge Lucy Koh ruled in the FTC's favor and ordered Qualcomm to negotiate or renegotiate its modem chip licensing terms with its customers, barred the company from entering into exclusivity deals that prevent customers from buying modem chips from other companies, and required the company to submit to monitoring by the FTC for the next 7 years. Koh also upheld her previous ruling that Qualcomm must license its patents to competitors under fair and reasonable terms. Qualcomm will appeal the decision. "We strongly disagree with the judge's conclusions, her interpretation of the facts, and her application of the law," the company's general counsel, Don Rosenberg, said in a statement. If Qualcomm loses its appeal, smartphone makers might be able to pay the company less for its technology, though it's unclear whether that will translate into lower prices for consumers. Qualcomm has historically charged a fee both for the chips it sells to device makers like Samsung and Apple, and a patent licensing fee of around 5% of the total value of a device, up to about $20. That means if you paid $300 for a phone, Qualcomm would get $15 on top of whatever the manufacturer paid for any Qualcomm chips included in the phone. If you paid $1,000, Qualcomm would get $20. In the FTC case, Apple argued that this license overvalued Qualcomm's chips relative to other technologies, such as touchscreens, that go into a smartphone. But Apple and other customers say they were unable to renegotiate patent licensing prices because Qualcomm threatened to cut off supplies of chips. Koh's order specifically bans Qualcomm from cutting off chip supplies, but it doesn't necessarily stop the company from charging patent licensing fees separate from the cost of chips. Qualcomm argued that it underpriced the chips themselves because it didn't account for the value of its intellectual property when selling the chips. It also said that the average price of smartphones dropped by 34% between 2010 and 2017, and asserted that the drop is evidence that it hasn't harmed competition. Qualcomm has been competing with companies like Intel and Taiwanese chipmaker MediaTek in the modem chip business. Last month, Intel abandoned its plans to make chips available of connecting to 5G networks, leaving smartphone makers more dependent on Qualcomm than ever.